Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you do so each Sunday morning at this time. At 8 o'clock, from 8 to 8:30, on Public Access Channel number 6 on your TV, we have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs, all our TV programs are there, and also a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any of these Bible study or worship periods. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire and all we ask, you come with an open Bible and open mind, study God's Word with us, and worship Him, and let us show you the need to have God in your life. For the past few months, we have been examining reasons why we're members of the Lord's Church, what makes us different than many denominations, even in our area. Today, we want to begin a part of this series in talking about miracles. The Bible clearly teaches, and we believe, and we teach, that Bible miracles have ceased because the need for those miracles have ceased. Therefore, we want to begin today on examining this important subject. Many religious bodies affirm that they speak by inspiration and can perform Bible miracles. Such teaching has confused and misled many people in our world. If the Bible does teach the power of miracles, then we are in the wrong group. But if it teaches that they have ceased, then all who claim such powers are in error and void of the truth. We cannot have it both ways. One of us is wrong. The scriptures will supply the correct answer. Either Bible miracles are genuine, they exist, men have the power to do them, or they are fraudulent, they are false, they are claims that cannot be substantiated, and men do not have this ability. Which is it? Well, it depends on what the Bible says. The Bible will be the defining arbitrator and who is right on this subject. Bible miracles, are they still valid or have they ceased? This is the scope of our study for the next few weeks. We begin by understanding the Bible clearly teaches that Christ performed many miracles. Jesus performed miracles to establish a claim that he was indeed who he claimed to be, and that is the Son of God. How could they be sure that he was Messiah without confirming his claim to deity? This was his stamp of divine authority from his Father. Nicodemus understood that. When Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, what did he comment? Notice the words of Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and verse number 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. You see, he was a teacher from God. He knew, he understood, he believed that he came from God because of the things that he could do, because he knew man could not do them without the help of God. Now, many signs were recorded and some were not recorded, but some were. Before we look at some of the miracles, I want to read to you two verses that are in John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. It says, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life in his name. Notice the reason that the miracles that are recorded, have been recorded, was that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Messiah of Old Testament prophecy, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, and that believing those facts and rendering obedience to his instruction, that we can believe and be saved. That's why these miracles are recorded. Now, he was a teacher from God. Not all the miracles were recorded, but some of them were. Let me give you a few samples. The blind received his sight. He healed the blind man in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. The lame were made to walk in Matthew 21, verse 14. The lepers were cleansed in Luke 17, verse 11 through 19. The deaf were made to hear in Mark 7, verse 31 through 37. The sick were healed and all their infirmities, Matthew chapter 8, 14 through 17. Demons were cast out and even knew Jesus, if we read Matthew 8, 28 through 34. He was able to walk on water in Matthew 14, verse 22 through 23. And even the wind and the sea obeyed his voice when he came into the ship, according to Matthew 8, 27. He fed thousands with few loaves and a few fish. Read Matthew 14, verse 13 through 21. He raised the dead. He raised Lazarus in John chapter 11, verse 32 through 45. He raised the dead. Read John chapter 20, verse 19 through 31. And according to Acts 1, verse 3, these were infallible proofs, undeniable proofs, unfathomable truths that these things demonstrated that he was who he claimed to be, and that is the very Son of God. These were recorded for the purpose of producing faith. We just read that in John chapter 20, 30 and 31. Do men need miracles today to know the truth about God's Son? No, I don't need to do a miracle to confirm that my message is from God. We have the recorded evidence. We have the eyewitness testimony. And we have the confirmed word that we can go to, that we can open, that we can point to, and we can know that this is the teaching of God because of the unity and the truth that's contained in the Word of God. So make no mistake about it. Christ did many miracles, miracles that men never saw and will never see again on this earth. But he did them to demonstrate and to validate that he was the Messiah prophecy, he was the Son of God, he was deity, and that his message was divine from heaven and should be considered and obeyed. Now, let's talk about the inspiration and confirmation of the message. It was indispensable that first preachers of the gospel be inspired to know what to say, and that they would perform miracles to confirm that what they said was given to them by God. There was no other way, since there were no Bibles that were written at that time, because the New Testament was being compiled. How else could men have known that they were accepting the gospel sent down from God? The beginning was stated as a promise in Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now again, this was beginning stated by a promise given by Jesus before his ascension. The Holy Spirit speaks through the apostles according to Mark chapter 13 and verse 11. It taught them to give them memory. Let's read a couple passages from the Gospel of John. In John 14, verse number 26. John 14, verse number 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. John 15, verse number 26. John 15, verse 26. In that day, but when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceed from the Father, he will testify of me. In John chapter 16, verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. In Luke chapter 24, 48 and 49, they will be clothed with power from on high. This would confirm the message. Let's read together Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse number 17. Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse number 17. Listen to the words of the Gospel of Mark concerning miracles. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord confirming the word with them and confirming that word through the accompanying sign. Now, I want you to notice something about this text. It says, these signs will follow those who believe. They will speak. Who is they? They will speak in new tongues. That's new languages. They will take up servants. They will lay hands on the sick. They will drink something deadly and it will by no means hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick. Then they will recover. Who is they? They are the apostles. The apostles were given the power in order to do these miracles. But for what reason? And they, the apostles, went on and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, the apostles, and confirming the word through accompanying signs. Notice, the word was confirmed by accompanying signs. Again, this is one of the purpose for miracles, a confirmation of the word. Now, we also read in the Hebrew letter, Hebrews chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 3, 2 through 4. Hebrews 2, beginning in verse 2. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received the just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which was first began to be spoken by the Lord and confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. He confirmed to those who heard him. How did he confirm it? How did he confirm that word? He confirmed it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Necessary for the Holy Spirit to come upon the apostles so the gospel message could be infallible. Not trusted to men's memories, but to the mind of God. This message needed an authentication process. It needed to be validated. It needed to be validated to be divine. The miracles gave the divine stamp of approval to their message. We need to remember that the Bible was not present at this time. Since the Bible was not present, the confirmation had to be done in another way. And it was done by the source of miracles. Miracles confirm that these men were sent by God, that their message was from God, that it was divine, and that it was true, and it was done in order that men might hear the truth, hear God's mind being revealed, have it confirmed, therefore they could believe and obey what they were taught. Now, in closing for this morning, I want you to notice what we've talked about. We've shown that there are many miracles in the Bible that Jesus did. Ask yourself this question. The miracles that we talked about in this lesson this morning, the ones that Jesus did, let's just use a couple. Can men walk on water today? You know they cannot. Can men raise the dead? You know they cannot. Can men feed 4,000, 5,000 with just a little bit of food? No, they cannot. That cannot be done today. Why? Because men do not have that power, and they don't have it because the need no longer is here. And what I mean by need, the confirmation and the validation process is no longer needed. Please tune in again next week as we will continue looking at this subject of miracles and answer the questions, have miracles ceased, or can men still perform them with God and have that power? Please come and worship God with us.